Hare Krishna. So I know all of you are now couldn't do anything. There is disaster on battlefield. Everyone is waiting eagerly. What is next? What is going to happen? So we'll have one short session just to relieve devotees from suffering of this affected by Indrajit Brahmastra. So scene is like this, that all the monkeys, all the army, everyone is fled down. Ram fainted, unconscious, and he stopped breathing, lying down next to the Lakshman. And Sita, she's seen everyone is dead. She is lamenting and crying. Trijata given her some hope. Not that 100% grief was revealed, you know, released. But she told a few points to kind of keep her alive. She said also that if Ram died, actually, no Pushpamna women will be able to fly around. Trijata said, you don't know, Ram cannot die. You know if Ram died, all universe will be dead. So Trijata told Sita, Ram is there, just wait a little bit, soon union will be there, you will meet your husband. Now Vibhishan comes back on the battlefield with fruits and roots for army. But there is no army. Everyone is dead. He collapses, he completely breaks out. His heart broken. He runs to Ram. He looks at him. He looks his body from all sides. And he sees there is no any wound. So he says, maybe he's not dead. He sees Lakshman's arrow. Body is just, there's no gap, it is all fitted with arrows, so many arrows. But then Rama, he couldn't find any arrow. So he thought, must be that Ram fainted seeing Lakshman like that. But difficult to say because Ram stopped breathing, so he couldn't really be sure. So Vibhishan cries and laments and condemns and curses the demons and everything and birth and death and dharma and everything is. He was so upset. Didn't know what to do. Again he thought, but Ram, must be Ram just fainted. If I can get one more person to help me, we can get some remedy, you know. So he goes around, sees anybody, is anybody alive here? He roams around, comes to Hanuman. So he saw that still flame is coming from Hanuman's eyes. Still his anger for Ravana is there. He said, my life is there. Look at this anger is still in the eyes. So his body wounded by arrows. He was lying on the heap of the elephants in that big form. So Vibhishan sprinkled some water on the face of Hanuman. And then he turned a little bit. They started having these hiccups. And then Vibhishan came and he heard Ram, 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 chanting Ramanam. So all devatas showered flowers on Hanuman. So look at him. In this condition, he is chanting Ramanam. So Vibhishan, some other, you know, wakes up Hanuman and he regains his consciousness. So Hanuman opens his eyes, looks around. Where is Lord Ram? First question. He didn't look at self, full of arrows, wounded. His father died, he didn't think of his father. First asked, where is Lord Ram? Is he okay? So Vibhishan, he is well and nothing happened to him. So Hanuman, what a relief. But everyone else is dead. Or appears at least to be dead. So Hanuman looks around and sees all army, no demons around. Remember, Ravana secretly took all demons, the Sita doesn't see them. He looks and this is amazing.
You know,
battlefield, such a noise, such a tension, suddenly silence and just horrible screams of goblins, pishachas, rakshasas, headless trunks, eating the dead bodies. Kamban mentions all kinds of creatures, including followers of Bhadrakali. Servants of Bhadrakali, they were dead, rowing, feasting over dead bodies. So then Vibhishan told Hanuman, we have to do something, we have to do some remedy. So Hanuman said, tell me what to do. I don't know, that's the problem. I do not know the remedy. Who knows? Jambavan knows. Let's go, maybe he's alive. And if you remember, as I was describing, some of them fell down, but they were not dead. Some of them died. So Jambavan did not die. He was alive, but he was so wounded. He was... So they went to the Jambavan. They sprinkled some water, they brought him back to consciousness. He was heavily wounded, he was really affected. Then he couldn't realize who is coming. Is it Yamaraj? Is it Hanuman? what I'm dreaming. He couldn't, took some time to come back to external consciousness. So Vibhishan explains to him, and Hanuman urges him, please tell us, what's the remedy? You only know. You know past, present, future, you know everything. You are the first creature roaming on Jambudvipa. Tell us, what is the remedy? So Japan says, I know the remedy. Sanjeevani plant is there. It appeared when churning ocean of milk was done, then all this, the best of the herbs appear. All appear in person. And they went to the Uttara Kuru Varsha. They reside there in the mountains. And I'll describe you details, he told them. Only you can go there. Now this way, jumping to Lanka was what? 100 yojanas. Now you see, if you know a little bit Vedic cosmology, you will understand that there is Sumeru mountain in the middle of the Bhumandala. Around foothills of Sumeru, there is an island, first island, Jambudvip called.
On the Sumeru Malayudaiya Adivalathile,
there is a tree, it gives this jumbo fruit. You know this jumbo phalam, here also you get it, the black one. How you call it? So, Jambavan is born there on that island, so he got name according to island, Jambavan from Jambudvip. The jumbo tree given name to the island, and island given name to the Jambavan. Now this Jambudvip is divided by mountains in 9 varshas, 9 places. So Bharatvarsha is southest, south from, round is like this, Sumeru is in the middle, so south is our earth, Bharatvarsha, south.
So Bharatvarsha is the 10th cell.
Now, Jambudvipe, Bharatvarsha, Bharatakande, Meru, Dakshine, south from Sumeru is Bharatvarsha.
Then you, then
above you have, you cross Himalayas, you come to Kimpurushavarsha. Then you come to Ilavrata Varsha, then you come to Bhadra Varsha, then you go to up the top one, the northest one is Uttara Kuru Varsha or Kuru Varsha. So Hanuman has to cross Sumeru and go to the north. From Mahindra mountain to Lanka was 100 yojana. Now he has to go 9,000 yojanas. So Jambavan explained, you go 9,000 yojanas, you jump. Then you will see this mountain, then mountain. Then you go another 900 yojanas. Then Sumeru, you have to cross, which is 2 yojanas wide.
Something like that.
Then you go another 9,000 yojana to reach top portion of Jambudvipa.
Jambudvipa அடையறதுக்கு அதை அடையறதுக்கு நீங்க இன்னொரு 9 யோஜனை 9 யோஜனை
தென் ஆன் தி டாப் ஆஃப் தி மவுண்டன்ஸ்
அந்த மலை மேல
தேர் வில் பி திஸ் சஞ்சீவனி plants in person living there. Nobody touched them from the churning ocean of milk. And demigods and different rishis, they protect them. He gives the names of this. He has to bring these personalities, basically, this medicine in the forms. I think somewhere he gives the name of
Sanjeevani and the Chediya anga or nabara irukanga avangala kootu varanum appadina
so he Jambavan explained there are 4 types which you have to bring
naalu vagayana nabargala and chedigala ni kondu varanum endra Jambavan velakkara
Valmiki lists the names in Sanskrit
Valmiki and Sanskrita perakkal kurichirra
Vishalaya Karani first one
Vishalaya Karani
Santana Karani.
Santana Karani.
Mrit Sanjeevani. And Sarvanya Karani.
Sarvanya Karani.
Now Jambavan explains. First one brings dead back to life. This is that Mrita Sanjeevani.
Mrita Sanjeevani on the Karanda Ponamaka Virgo.
Another one could join broken joints. Whatever was broken, you could join back together. Third one could remove weapons which are pierced into the body. Now this is the important one because arrows, they are like this. When they pierce, you can't pull it out. You just cut everything out. This is a problem with arrows, you know, and they are made like this with small, you know, all kinds of weapons are there. So if you want to pull it out, it doesn't go smooth, it pierces, cuts everything and kills you, you know. So to remove that out is very difficult. So there is a plan for that, how to remove it. It makes easy removable. And then the fourth one will bring body back to original position, will completely rejuvenate the body. So Hanuman goes.
Hanuman
he expands his first huge form. Bows down again. And jumps with such a force that earth shakes and Lanka completely trembles under his feet. And nobody noticed in Lanka. Lanka is celebrating victory. Two words, wine and woman. That's the celebration. Everyone is surrounded with ladies, everyone is drunk. So something is shaking, anyway is shaking, you know. Anyway they cannot walk. They're so drunk they cannot walk, so you know, little more shaking, no problem. They couldn't realize. Now everyone is in bliss because war is over, we are the winners. So Hanuman jumps. And on the way he meets different personalities, he offers pranam, they give him blessing. Like that. Devatas, they threw the chandan and saffron on him. Shiva shows to Parvati, look at who is flying.
பறந்து போயிட்டு இருக்காங்க.
So Devadatta is asking, who is he? Is he Garuda? Shiva is smiling. Nah. Oh, is it Shiva, your own form? No, this is Hanuman. Who is Hanuman? Is he Sudarshan Chakra of the Lord? Because such was the speed of Hanuman. Or is it Vishnu himself running somewhere fast to rescue his devotees? No, this is Hanuman, this is Rama's Bhakta, and this shows me that it's time, Lanka time is over. So Parvati, oh, this is Hanuman, they're all happy, they heard his glories. So Shiva says, yes, this is the end of the demons, end of the asuras. So Hanuman comes, he crosses the Sumeru, he meets Lakshmi, he meets Narayan, goes further, you know, meets so many personalities. So he lands on the top of the mountains in Uttarakhand,
Uttarakuru.
Devatas and rishis who are protecting, they want to attack him. So he explains, in service of Lord Ram, I came to bring back life to all the army. So they give permission. So he thought, let me not waste time, you know. He just took all the mountain peak. This is amazing. He just broke the piece of mountain. And brought it back. Took one gadi to do that. One gadi is a Sanskrit unit for time. It's 22 minutes. One devotee of Lord, what he can do? This is not just story. Look what Prabhupada did. One devotee of the Lord. Look what he did. Prabhupada jumped from Calcutta to America and 14 times around the globe and delivered everyone. One devotee of the Lord. And Prabhupada said, anybody can do what I
am.
Means Krishna can empower anybody, just we have to surrender. So anyway, Hanuman is on the way back. In the meantime, Jambavan and Vibhishan, they went to Lord Ram. Who came back to his external consciousness and laments again. He repents. Why did I not allow Lakshman to use Brahmastra against Indrajit? He told me and I stopped him. I didn't allow him. He was right. He was right for the deer. He was right for everything. I stopped him. Now Indrajit used Brahmastra. So Jambavan pacified him. My Lord, Hanuman is alive. So immediately Lord Ram felt relief. Oh, where is he? He went to bring Sanjeevani medicine. So I sent him, I explained him where to find it. Now that moment when they are speaking, Hanuman is arriving. Kamban describes this very nicely. Remember, already we told the story how Shesha wrapped around Sumeru and Vayu. They were competing in who is stronger. So Vayu broke the peak that time of Sumeru. You know that story. So Kamban said, look at his Maruti, Hanuman, just like his father Vayu. His father Vayu brought Trikuta mountain here. Now Hanuman is bringing mountain here also, just like his father. Of course, comparison to Vayu also includes his speed, how fast he can. Apart from his strength of carrying such a mountain. So Lord Ram, so much pleasure Hanuman given to Ram, that Ram is in depth.
He feels
like
it.
Now it is pure saintly medicines. They didn't want to step on Lanka, that sinful demon's land. They remained in the sky, mountain remained there in the sky. Just by presence of those medicine, all army just stood up completely rejuvenated with life. Good Ravana threw all these demons in oceans, otherwise they would also rise. Everybody came back to life. Lakshman stood up, Sugriva stood up, Angada, everybody was.
Lakshmana, Sugriva, Angada,
and in Lanka they are drinking and shouting, Joy Ravana, Joy Lanka, this is that. No? But then from outside, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Hanuman.
Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram.
Jai Hanuman.
Jai Hanuman.
Then the heart of Ravana broke. How it is possible? How it is? From dead they can come alive. How is it? So Jambavan says to Hanuman that before return medicine before demons arrive. So Hanuman jumps again, 22 minutes he is back. So Ravana immediately calls the meeting. And devise the plan. He sends the messengers. The messenger said, dead are walking. They're all dead. Now they're all walking and they're ready to attack us. So messenger spies, they understood everything what happened and they reported to Ravana fully. So Indrajit was there. He was astonished by the power of Ram. He said, Father, I shot Brahmastra, the ultimate weapon. And you know what happened? Brahmastra came to Ram, offered pranam and left, did not touch him. This is not Devata. Devatas would die. No? Abrahma, Bhuvana, Loka, Punara. All demigods are temporary. He said, this is not ordinary, this is not demigod. His power, His glory is beyond that. And this is what happened when Sanjeevani medicine came. Brahmastra offered pranam, circumambulated Ram and left. Ram, Lakshman, everyone. So Ravana was furious and Indrajit was worried. How to fight with Ram? So Malayavan again glorifies Hanuman. He explains his power, father of
and daughter.
I told you. Give Sita back. Ravana said, still, war is going on, it's not over. Can't you see what Hanuman did? He brought mountain from Uttara Kuruvarsha. He cannot lift up Lanka and throw it in the ocean. If he does so, who will stop him? So Ravana, you are glorifying all the time enemies. For your good, I'm telling you, release Sita. And what is use of all these days, soldiers, if I release Sita now? Kumbhakarna died, Kara died, my son died.
Kumbhakarna, Kara,
for Sita.
Sita,
I'll not give her up. Better you think some way, how do we attack them? So Indrajit said, no weapon works on them. So Indrajit made the darkest plan in the history of the creation.
So Indrajit made the darkest plan in the history of the creation.
He said, I'll make illusory Sita. There is a system of alchemy when you make golden image and you put the mantras and becomes alive. It's a false form, it's illusion. But there is a tantric way of doing it. I'll bring that illusory Sita in front of Hanuman because he only saw her, others they do not know her. And I will kill her in front of Hanuman. And he will recognize this is Sita. And all army will be disheartened. Ram will lose spirit to fight. Then Ravana said, out of anger he will burn all Lanka. No. We'll put illusion that now Indrajit's army, after killing Sita, is going to attack Ayodhya. So all army will go away from Lanka back to Ayodhya to protect. This is what we will play. So that was Indrajit's plan. And what happened then, we'll see tomorrow morning. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.